Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm your host, Tammy Adams. I talk with your guardian angels and spirit guides, guiding, healing, and teaching you how to have a fulfilled life, living your purpose, healing karma, and bringing forth good karma. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I am so glad to be able to be here again, so I can teach all of you and help all of you each and every Friday so you can understand the truth and what there is to know about soulmates this month. This month is dedicated towards soulmates, learning and understanding the truth about soulmates. Do you know what a soulmate is? So many people do not understand this simple, absolutely fascinating and amazing gift that we were given since the very beginning of time. So let's talk about a lot of the explanation, the meaning, and truly, just simply, what is a soulmate? First things first, I hope everyone's week went absolutely spectacular and amazing. I'd like to talk a little bit about some important news before I go on with the show. Number one is, I hope everyone can join me tonight at 7 p.m. I am going to be focused on doing a meditation, sending love and healing to our planet and to the people who are disconnected, to the people who are hurt on this planet. So that people who are lost and people who no longer can find their way, who feel as though they are wandering, who feel as though they cannot find their place, my focus is tonight at 7 p.m., my meditation for 20 minutes is to send love to them, help them understand what it is to receive love, and truly just have love. You know, why is it so hard for those who are here to just have love and simply just be happy? So many of us on this planet have not had that true connection, have had, you know, maybe a little bit of complications or difficulties receiving the support in which we may have needed, whether it was our mother, whether it was your father, family, a loved one, your partner. So this is why we are here, is we are here to be as a unity and to gather together so that we can allow ourselves to show that we are all as one. Gather together and show that we are all as one, as it was intended in the beginning of mankind. When God, our Creator, first created us, the whole message in our existence, in the beginning of our existence, was be as a team, be as a unity, be together, love together, share together, learn together, experience together, have joy together. But instead, we fight together, we disconnect, we lack communication, we don't want help, we run the other direction, we create war, we create sadness. We have these interesting debates in regards towards our politics. We have people who just don't understand the true meaning of love anymore. They don't. The meaning of love is not about just having the intimate connection and being just sexual with someone. Literally just taking your clothes off and getting naked and being sexual with someone. That is what I hear people say that they believe love is. Well, how am I not going to love him? I slept with him. How's he not going to know that? I'm like, wait, love has nothing to do with sleeping with someone. So there's a lot to learn on this planet because so many of us have not had the experience is the best word I can think of. The blessing to have that love from the people who have raised us, grandparents, foster parents, whoever it may have been. Why is it okay for us to lack that, though? So many people say, but it's okay. You know, I didn't have love in my life. You know, I wasn't raised with love, but that's fine. It's okay. It's not okay. It's not. Our Creator wanted us since the beginning of time until the end of time, all days of our lives, to have love. Completion. To have truth. To have joy. To share. So many people do not understand why. And this is so extremely amazing to me. Do not understand why soulmates are so significant and what soulmates truly are. And that's why I love that I'm doing this show, to teach everyone, what is a soulmate? What is a soulmate? Can you be with your soulmate? Are you with your soulmate? What are the signs? There's so many messages that are given to us daily, time after time, moment after moment, messages that are given to us continuously from our guardian angels. Each and every one of us has a guardian angel. Whether we believe it, whether we understand it, whether we don't understand it, every single one of us has guardian angels surround us to guide us, to protect us, to help us, to carry us, and much, much more. So what exactly is it that is stopping you from learning what is a soulmate? What is it exactly that is stopping you from being with your soulmate? Well, let's talk about the number one rule. And it's not really a rule. You know, I say it as a rule because it's something that I'm trying to emphasize is a must, a need, a fact, in order to have a soulmate, which I will explain in detail of what a soulmate is in a moment. In order to have a soulmate, it is absolutely, totally necessary to have self-love. Self-love. Do you understand? Without self-love, it is not possible in any way, shape, or form to have a soulmate. It's not going to happen. So someone who is being negative, like there's a specific client I was working with yesterday and I was speaking with her about love. She's sitting there, she's telling me how, yes, she wants to be with this person, you know, she wants to allow herself to experience true love, true happiness. And she's connected with this amazing person, which potentially could be her soulmate. But guess what's missing? And the reason why she can't receive the relationship with this person. She does not have self-love. Self love is missing. She does not have self-love. She is missing that. It's very sad because she wants to allow herself to know what it is to have happiness. She wants more than anything to have harmony. She wants more than anything to be free of the chains that she has allowed herself to be trapped in. But she does not know how to release them because she continuously is surrounded by negativity after negativity after negativity. People don't realize that the reason why there is people and not just one person on this planet is because we are supposed to be as a unity. We are supposed to be as a team. God has created us to be as a team, as a unity. Why are we so stubborn? Why are we so insisting on allowing ourselves to run the other direction, the opposite direction of truth and happiness? Every time someone needs help, desires help, asks for help, instead of allowing themselves to receive that help or even go near the opportunity of having help, everyone is running the opposite direction. We do not want to truly help ourselves. Even if someone asks for help, let's say someone comes into the office and I'm working with someone or I speak to someone on Skype or however it may be, I've worked with someone. Do you know there is a very high percentage of people who ask for help and actually do nothing with the advice? I'm not talking about people that work with me, but I'm talking about people in general. They'll go to a therapist, they'll go to a doctor, they'll go to a psychologist, they'll go to a counselor, they'll go to a priest, they'll go to a pastor. Help, 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 help me. Oh, here's the solution. Here's the solution. And they don't take the advice. They just love to know that they went out of their way to ask for that help so that they feel better. So that they put it out there, well, I tried getting help, but it didn't work. Well, I put effort, but it failed. Unless you take the steps towards loving yourself, towards actually making movement in your life, you will not receive of movement in your life. We are here on this planet to receive happiness, harmony, and joy. Happiness, harmony, joy. Total, complete happiness in all fields, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, every level of happiness. Every level to each person is completely different. Not every single person is going to be a millionaire. Not every single person is going to be even, you know, having hundreds of thousands in their bank. Every person is different because not every person needs to have this certain amount of dollars in order to feel important, to feel satisfied. Some people just want a little ranch and want a little cottage in the mountains to be happy and to be peaceful and to be with nature and to be surrounded with animals and people that they can care for. Some people just need a simple house to have a roof over their head, to know that they have food on the table and to be with their partner that they love so dearly. a lot of people have asked me, can my soulmate be the same sex? You know, and a lot of times we talk about how people don't realize how backwards and how karmically there has been so much switching of souls and bodies and things that have happened, which is a whole nother subject, but there's been so many things that have happened on this planet that has transferred people and has taken someone who is in a female's body, but she has a masculine soul, right? So she's up, you know, she's not attracted to a female because she's totally masculine. So is it right for me to talk to her and work with her, even though I know that her soul is masculine, and say, well, your soulmate's still a guy? In some cases, it's not very often, this is true. In some cases, there is some people whose soulmates are the same sex. I have to say that because I've run across a few that do have that scenario. Now, this is not for everyone, because most people who have allowed themselves to attract to the same sex are connected and in relationships with the same sex for many different reasons. It's not because they're truly attracted to the same sex. It's because they actually have fear from the opposite sex. It's because they actually have a lot of emotional blockages, or they have interference, or they have this desire to be wild and want to connect with, you know, same sex. I mean, there's so many different reasons. You know, I've worked with so many different type of people that have so many different reasons why they're connected with the same sex. So don't, if you are that person that is listening who is attracted and in a relationship with the same sex, but yet you have had emotional blockages, you have had molestation, you have had abuse, you have had, you know, something that has happened in your life that is stopping you from being free, stopping you from having self-love, then you are maybe, I can't say because I'm not talking to you, and I haven't been able to, you know, connect with you to actually see if this is your case and see if this is your life. But maybe your soulmate is the opposite sex. There's a client who I worked with for probably about a year, and she was actually lesbian. She was attracted to females, and she was totally 1,000,000% all about females. And she's currently, and this was, you know, for years and years and years and years and years, everyone was like, okay, just the family accepted it. Everyone just had to accept it. They were like, well, you know, we don't feel like this is true. And they're very religious, very, very religious people that were raising this daughter. Long story short, they accepted it. So that's the reason why I'm mentioning it, is because it wasn't just a normal family that wasn't into religion. They're very religious. So that's why it made it even more amazing that they accepted it, because so many people who are in religion and have a certain faith do not accept, you know, that very often, you know, unless it's more of a free religion, like a spiritual awareness center or Lutheran or, you know, other religions that are really awesome. But the point is, after she was accepted and she went through her phase of going through the experience of being with the same sex, then she realized, I really don't enjoy this, and this doesn't excite me, and I really don't like it. And now she's married to, and she's with her soulmate, and she has three children, not just one child. She has three children, and she's extremely beyond the point of happy. And when we work together, her life is totally focused and talking and dedicated to to people, helping people to see and to understand that she is an example of how her anger and her frustration that she had in her childhood was taken out in the way she treated herself with the relationships that she let in her life. Because usually, even when you're in a relationship that's the same-sex relationship, a lot of times you still are receiving abuse, neglect, being treated unfairly, being cheated on, having unfaithfulness, et cetera, et cetera. Like, just like a normal relationship. But the one reason why she was attracted to females because she wanted to allow herself to have that peace. She figured, well, if I'm with a female, I'll receive more truth. I'll receive more nurturing because she's a female. So females are supposed to be nurturing. So all of us are different. But those who are truly in the opposite body and stuck, dealing with this life that they feel is so confusing in certain ways. And I work with people, and these are their words, not my words. They say, I feel trapped. I'm in the wrong body. I do not want to continue existing because I feel so ashamed. I feel as though I can't go on because I am so angry. I mean, it is negative after negative after negative. Now, let me tell you something that's very sad. The reason why they're in this position is because of karma. This is the reason why I talk so much about karma. Karma has a lot to do with our lives in every field, even when it comes to soulmates. And that's why I'm talking about it for a moment. Because when you say, what is a soulmate? When you say, where is my soulmate? Am I with my soulmate? Can I connect with my soulmate? Unless your karma is clean, unless you are in balance, the answer will stay as no. You may pass your soulmate. You may have had the blessing and the opportunity to face your soulmate, to have a conversation with your soulmate, but you will not be with your soulmate unless you are eating, sleeping, breathing in balance. In balance is the magic word here, guys. Being in balance. We cannot be in balance if we're holding on to negative karma. We cannot be in balance if we're holding on to negativity in our space. Believe in who you are, have confidence in who you are, and push yourself forward. Open the doors. Do not be lost. Do not be confused. Allow yourself to be found. Truly be found so that you can have happiness and harmony in this life. There is too much tragedy. There's too much sadness. There's too much ridiculousness in order for you to continue going on as you are. Wake up and start changing your life now. Be more happy. Be healthy. Love yourself. Love yourself. Is someone who was created at the very beginning of your first life. A soulmate is someone who is created specifically for you. Specifically. Completely for you. Someone who is your perfect match. Someone who can read your mind, read your eyes, read your smile, read your thoughts. Someone who will never abandon you. A soulmate is someone who understands you without you having to make sense out of things. A soulmate is your perfect match. It's like putting a glove on your hand that fits perfect, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have never been able to find a glove that fits and feels so perfect on my hand. A soulmate, a mirror reflection of you. It is someone who truly has all what you need emotionally and spiritually and physically. So he or she will be giving you what you need, love-wise, conversation-wise, support-wise, energetically-wise. However it is necessary, your soulmate will give that to you. See, people hear and they listen to what I say. Whether I'm in a lecture, whether I'm in a workshop, whether I'm on the radio, whether I'm with them in person, but you need to act on what I'm saying. Don't be one of those people who are listening in and hearing and saying, oh, that's so wonderful, that's so amazing, oh, that's such an amazing point, oh, I love that. Don't listen if you're not going to do anything with this. Don't say, well, why don't I have happiness? Well, why can't I find that open door if you're not going to do anything with this? If you want to be happy, which most people say they do, which is the way it's supposed to be, kind of necessary if you want to be happy. It's kind of necessary for you to allow yourself to have self-love and to change your circumstances. Change your situation, guys. Change it. Start believing, have faith, have confidence, have self-love. A soulmate is someone who is created for you from the very beginning of time. And from the time that you were born, each lifetime that you were born, your mission is to connect with that soulmate. Your mission is not to get a job, have children, pay the bills, and then die. Your job is to connect with your soulmate, have love, fulfill your purpose, and then eventually pass on. And then maybe come back and do it all over again. What are the things that are stopping you from reaching your goals? What are the things that are stopping you from connecting to your soulmate? People talk about soulmates and, you know, and it's very interesting and very, very recognized. And this is the part that I think is, this is the part that I think is very interesting. People who are even recognized, and I will not mention any names, who are on television, who are having, you know, hundreds of books out there, or, you know, just several books. I don't want to say hundreds, but the point is, a lot of information that's out there, right? And they have this and this and this and this. They have all this stuff that's out there. But they actually mix up soulmate and twin flame. And that's constantly being misinterpreted. Okay? I have done this for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. It is not something that I woke up one day and said, I'm going to be a spiritual teacher today, and I'm going to learn how to be an intuitive life coach and help people, to mentor them and to guide them and teach them through this lifetime. I have, for lifetime after lifetime, been doing this, trying to teach people constantly. And one thing that I have to say, which is an amazing, amazing gift that we were given, is to have a soulmate and to have blessing that God has given us. God wants us to love. We are a species that is made to have a partner, to have love. So I have to explain the difference between soulmate and twin flame, which is continuously misinterpreted, and it just is really funny. And I have people who have studied the metaphysical realm, have studied how to do Reiki, have studied to do, you know, all these amazing things, and then they come in and they say, well, I don't want to be with my soulmate. I'd rather just be with my twin flame because that's more powerful. I'm like, you've got that backwards? Yeah, that's not correct, actually. So I'm going to explain that to you guys today. This is a good point. Someone just asked me, what is self-love? Self-love, I in my eyes, I feel like self-love is very simple and something that doesn't need to be explained, but obviously it does because otherwise someone wouldn't have asked me that question. Self-love is when you eat, sleep, breathe, and live for yourself in a positive way. Not where you're selfish and you're stubborn or you're greedy or ruthless. Self-love is when you take care of yourself. Self-love is when you wake up in the morning and you say, today is going to be an amazing day. And today is going to be filled with blessings, absolutely miraculous. And you look in the mirror and you say, I am so thankful to be me. I love myself. And you look at yourself and you see how you have the most beautiful face. You see how you have the most beautiful body. You see how you have the most beautiful opportunities and all that you go near. And you realize that even though your life may not be exactly what you want it to be today, but through working hard and through having that confidence and self-love, because you desire happiness, because you love yourself, you will eventually receive that. And realizing that everything that you're surrounded by is a part of your energy. So if you have self-love, and your vibration is high, your vibration is positive, your vibration is filled with love, then positive is going to come. So like when I work with people and I'm helping people and let's say I had a horrible, you know, morning and something negative happened or something stressful happened, I calm myself down, I go into the space and I turn really, really peaceful and I realize how blessed I am and how happy I am because I have my arms and legs. I have all my fingers and toes. I have my voice. I have my eyes. You know, I'm able to be mobile. I'm able to walk, talk. And I realize, my gosh, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. Self-love is about embracing everything that you are. If you feel like your face isn't perfect, who cares? Perfect on you. If you feel like your body's not perfect, who cares? It's perfect on you. Whatever may be to someone else, a small flaw or not perfect to them, is perfect on you. See, we judge people and ourselves because it is so normal these days to do that. But it is not what we were born to do, to judge, to criticize, to condemn, to ridicule, to put ourselves down. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Our Creator has created us out of love. So we are an example and we are a creation of love. You, yes, who are listening, you are created from a spark of love, a spark. It is so magical. I don't even know how to put it into words how amazing and how spectacular life is. It is so magical. Self-love is something that is so significant and so powerful, because without it, we're empty. You're not going to be with your soulmate. You're not going to have love. And you're sure not going to be very happy. Because you're always looking to be better. You're always looking to get better. You're always looking to try to do the next step. There's a client that I was working with that was actually told that she couldn't even look in the mirror. She was told that she wasn't allowed to look in the mirror. She wasn't allowed to have a mirror, because she was so hard on herself. So much. She was her worst enemy. And she's had surgery after surgery after help after help after trainer, but she literally could not stand herself. All she could think about is what to do next, how to fix it more, how to put more injections in her, how to help herself more, how to change herself. Excuse me, do you think that when God created you and you were created, that it was meant for you to be transformed, that your toes are supposed to not be the way your toes are because God made a mistake in your creation, your development is incorrect? Do you think you are not perfect because you think that, or because you're looking at yourself through everyone else's eyes? Yes, that's the answer. It's because you're looking at yourself through everyone else's eyes, condemning, ridiculing, and judging yourself from other people's opinion, not yours. Not yours. And it's sad, because that has been time after time after time. Self-love is about receiving that peace within your heart and your soul towards yourself. And I can say it all day long. I love myself. I do love myself. I love myself very, 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 very much so. Yes, you know, sometimes I sit there and I'll tell myself, oh man, I wish I could lose a couple pounds. That's only so I can fit in my clothes that I already have, so I don't have to go shopping and buy a larger size, you know. But I don't sit there and say, oh my gosh, I'm so ugly, I need to go have an operation, I need to change myself, I can't stand myself, what in the world am I going to do? I cannot face the public because I'm so ugly. I never. You know what's so funny? I have never, ever thought that way. My father, as I was being raised as a child, did repetitively, continuously tell me that my nose was too big. So when I was growing up, even though I thought I was perfect, he would sit there and he would say, gosh, your nose is so big. Gosh, are you ever going to get an operation? And I would sit there and I would be like, well, I think my nose is perfect, you know, because it fits me perfect. So eventually, you know, when I got older, I would sit there and I would think, gosh, is my nose really too big? And then, of course, my guardian angel would say, no, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He's just messing with you. Long story short, I had sinus surgery because I had a lot of complications and a lot of issues in regards to my sinuses from living in Northern California, and had to have sinus surgery. And the doctor goes, not the first doctor, excuse me, the first doctor I went to find out about the sinus surgery goes, you know, if you want, I can mix this in with your insurance and I can give you a nose job while you're at it. I didn't ask for a nose job. I was still like, I'm perfect. I was still like, in my mind, I'm saying, you know, don't listen to my father. And this was many years later, of course. And I was so insulted. I was so insulted that I was like, How dare you tell me that I need a nose job? I'm here for sinuses. I didn't come in here to ask about my nose and what my nose looks like. I think my nose is perfect. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just figured you'd want to, you know, make it better. I said, no, I'm good. No wonder we have issues with self-love, because people are constantly judging us. And I get that. I have been a part of that as well. Growing up, being in life. I mean, I just gave you a tiny, teeny, tiny story. And that how that energy about my nose not being perfect constantly allowed, you know, some type of remark being very clearly recognized, including a doctor saying he was going to give me a free nose job, basically, because he's going to bill it to the insurance and it was going to be totally free. I was like, wow, jeez, you know, how desperate are these people to ridicule and to condemn and to put us down, to make us feel so absolutely horrible about us, about ourselves. Have you ever noticed that most plastic surgeons have not had plastic surgeons? Have you ever noticed that? Most plastic surgeons have not even had plastic surgery because they feel as though they're perfect. But through everyone else's looks and through their eyes, no one else is perfect. They are perfect, though, because they have self-love. We are here to experience true love, and true love is from our soulmate. A soulmate is someone who is connected for you, that you are here on this planet to connect with. A twin flame is a love relationship in which you have had, a love relationship that you have had in a past life, a love relationship that you have had in a past life. So most people feel as though they're meant to be with their twin flame because they're like, but this relationship's so familiar, but this relationship feels like I have a connection, but I feel connected. Doesn't matter. A twin flame is important and necessary to be in your life, because a twin flame is usually some type of karmic relationship and has a lot to do with healing. And we can get into that next week. But a twin flame is not a soulmate. A twin flame is a karmic relationship from our past. And they come into our lives so that we can create healing. Or maybe so we can receive love. Or maybe because we can learn a lesson. Or maybe to give us a certain child. You know, every reason is different. Every reason why we have a twin flame is different. None of us are eating, sleeping, breathing the same path. So do not compare yourself to your neighbor. Do not compare yourself to your friend, to your brother, to your sister, to your loved ones. You are an individual and your life is for you, meant, created, and designed for you. Each of us have a different plan. Each of us have a different life. But all of us has a soulmate. All of us are meant to be happy. All of us are meant to have true fulfillment and have a purpose. But not all of us are the same and have the same purpose, same path, same soulmate, same direction. Each of us have a different plan. What is your plan is what you should be asking. You cannot have your plan unless you have self-love so that you can connect with your soulmate and have true fulfillment. Can we have a soulmate and a twin flame? It's a really good question. Not at the same time, of course. You can have the relationship with your twin flame, go through the healing, and then eventually be with your soulmate. Absolutely. Create healing with the twin flame and then move on to your soulmate. Why do we need a soulmate? Why do we need a soulmate? You know, I have people come to me and they talk to me and they say, I just need to be with my soulmate. I'm like, well, that's interesting how you say that. I need to be with a soulmate. Being with a soulmate is a gift. Being with your soulmate is a blessing. It's not a need. We don't need anything. We don't need a roof over our head. We don't need to, you know, have clothes on our back. We don't need to have a car. You want a car. You want a roof over your head. You want to have clothes on your back. You don't need it. The correct way to say that, to manifest it and to bring it in your space, so I can teach all of you, I would love to have a soulmate. You don't need a soulmate. I would love to have my soulmate in my life. So it's a desire. It's a want. It's something you would appreciate. Our Creator wants you to have your soulmate. Don't think in any way, shape, or form that's not something that's the plan. Of course, that's a part of the plan. But when you ask for it and say it as I've heard many people ask and say, I need my soulmate, that's saying it very incorrectly. When you manifest and you ask the universe to bring forward your soulmate, to bring forward your true love, that is your soulmate. Your soulmate is your prince in shining armor, your princess, your chariot, your whole nine yards. It's all of it. It's your queen. It's your everything. The soulmate is someone who will turn any rainy day into sunshine. It's amazing. It's such a gift. Such a gift. So you need to allow yourself to sit there and say, what am I doing? I'm done with this. I'm not going to continue allowing myself to let negative. Yeah, I'm going to start manifesting my soulmate and manifest that love and that passion and that relationship growing stronger and stronger and stronger in your life. Can we live without our soulmate? This is a great, great question. Can we live without our soulmate? Well, of course we can. Absolutely. We can live without our soulmate, but it's not something that is wonderful. It's not something that's exciting. It's not something that I would advise. But of course we can live without our soulmate, just like we can live without a lot of things. We're very strong. God created us as very strong, very powerful species. We're able to survive in the outdoors, but yet we have become spoiled, so we can't survive immediately. We have to slowly get ourselves acclimated back into it. You know, when you hear those survivor stories, how they survived in the wilderness for, you know, 45 days without this, without food, living off water. Yeah, we can survive. We wouldn't perish. We wouldn't die. We are very strong. Very strong. We have to learn to believe that. You have to understand we are capable of doing many things, like maybe building the pyramids, helping to create and build Stonehenge. A lot of things that we have created and built. We are very strong species. Yes, we can live without our soulmate. Yes. But I don't advise it. I cannot tell you how many success stories, how many people that I have worked with that just bring tears and joy to my heart. Thinking, you know, I was thinking of this one lady who I was working with before, and she didn't have her soulmate. She was with a husband who totally took advantage of her. Horrible situation. She didn't want kids. She didn't want anything. And she was told, go here. This is where you're going to connect with your soulmate. Of course, we did a lot of work first in order to help her to get there. She did what she needed to do. Long story short, she connected with her soulmate. Absolutely amazing. She now has her children. She now is in complete heaven and happiness. It's just a gift, you know? It's a gift. There's another person I was working with before who he never felt like he was going to be with his soulmate because he thought his soulmate was this woman that he knew that was basically taking advantage of him and really abusive. And I told him, as soon as you stop looking, you just focus on allowing yourself to have self-love and self-worth, I promise you, she will come. The door will open and she will come. She will appear in your life. And she came. And he now has children. And he never thought he would. He's like, I'm not going to have kids. I can't imagine myself settling down. I want them, but it's never going to happen. And he did. And he's so blessed. So many of us do not realize, we do not realize how blessed and how fortunate we are. We are so fortunate in every way, shape, and form. We have so many blessings that are given to us time after time. I sit here with my eyes closed as I'm speaking to all of you, and I'm being thankful in my silence. I'm being thankful, saying, thank you, God. Thank you, my guardian angels. Thank you, my spirit guides that watch over us and protect us and help all of us and all my clients and all the people I love and that I work with and that I am surrounded by. Be thankful today, everyone. Open your eyes and your ears. Allow yourself to start loving yourself so that hopefully this month, which is meant to be powerful, read my newsletter, go to my website, it's a pretty powerful month, is so the month of accomplishment, if you want it to be. If you have not signed up for my newsletter, talking about my newsletter, then go to my website, www.asktammyadams.com, sign up for my newsletter, and continue receiving a huge amount of information that's blogs, that's information, connect with me on Facebook, connect with me on Twitter, tell your friends, because I have very valuable, very amazing, wonderful information to give to all of you. And just go to my website, it's very easy, asktammyadams.com, and you will be able to sign up very easily. It is not complicated at all. And then also, I have some programs that are going to be coming up for people who are very dedicated. I'm only taking a chosen few. I'm not going to be working with anyone. Dedicated people who want to change their lives around, not people who are on the fence, not people who are fussy, not people who are trying to get a deal. I'm working with people who are serious, people who want to change their lives around. This world that we're living in right now, I'm sorry to tell you, is not doing so hot. I was talking with someone last night, I think it was like 8, 9 o'clock at night, and I am hearing, I'm not going to tell you guys what she said, but I'm hearing negative story after negative story after negative story of what is happening on this planet. We need to change as people. And that change, yes, you are one person, but that change starts with you. And that's why I am here inspiring and advising and sharing love and doing meditations and giving you guys times to meditate and giving you guys valuable information of how to change your lives around. If you're interested in helping yourself even deeper, on my website, you guys can always get my guided meditation CD, which is you can purchase on my website. It is $20. It's very, very good price because it's very beneficial. It's constantly, constantly giving you information. Every single time you listen to the guided meditation CD, as you meditate, it teaches you how to meditate, but it also is constantly changing. It changes with you. It's amazing. Then you also have the chakra book, The Secret to Your Chakras. It's a handbook which helps give you the information in which you need of how to change your chakras, energy point, and levels in your body, of how to transform from being not in balance to being balanced. And if those aren't good enough, then call my assistant and set up an appointment if you're interested in getting an appointment. I have people that work with me that will be able to get you in and start working with you immediately. I will have the programs available, so keep listening in, pay attention, stay tuned, and you'll be able to get maybe you'll be able to get a part of that program, the first go-around that's coming up. Otherwise, stay tuned, and then you'll be able to get a part of it, you know, a part of the program next time. So, can we live without our soulmate? Yes. How can we allow ourselves to become reconnected? Being reconnected, guys, is by allowing yourself to focus on meditation, focus on healing, focus on being in balance. You cannot be with your soulmate unless you're in balance. You cannot be with your soulmate unless you love yourself. What is a soulmate? A soulmate is your true partner. A soulmate is someone who goes hand in hand with you. A soulmate is your perfect mate. Your perfect mate, maybe perfect mate. It is a guarantee, fact. 1,000,000%, your perfect mate. It is a gift that has been created since the beginning of your existence that our Creator has given to each and every one of us. Till next time, I am Tammy Adams, your host, here on Karma Talk. God bless.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.